Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Yosef like this. Rabbi say, Daniel, before we start Chumash, I want to play this song, but I need you to, I want to share my visual of this song. We're living in a world where there's a lot of, it's relevant to what we're going to talk about in Parshas Noach. And I'm excited to learn with the Chevra. It's amazing how relevant this is. You'll see soon in Parashas Noach. It's going to be a party today, Yosef. Just warning before. But before we start the party, there's a world, there's a lot of strife in the world. There's social unrest. There's nerves. There's been a lot of death. A lot of people parnasa-wise affected. A lot of people, just their own journeys. There's been challenges over the last many months. Tremendous challenges. I have a sense that what's needed more than ever, and I said this a lot during Zoom, that I feel very, very strongly that sincerity, positivity, warmth, love is needed more than ever. I think about Avraham Avinu, who we're introduced to in Parshas Noach, who takes a world that is just gone off and really in a bad place, and Avraham Avinu completely changes the world, and he introduces Yedias Hashem, and he impacts tens of thousands of people. As we'll see, we'll study the Rambam together, Beis Hashem, this coming week. We will study the Rambam together about Avraham Avinu, the power of Avraham Avinu, what Avraham Avinu did. There's a song that Zevi and Yosef, it is a cover, it's not their song, but they sing it much nicer than the original artist. And Zevi and Yosef sang a song and a picture of bringing to the world love. I want to change some of the words. I'm going to ask some of the lyricists to change the words a little. I would love, I don't know if Akiva, you can't tell an artist what to do. It would be cool to have videos of all, just in my mind, I picture a world of people screaming in the streets and strife, and then show a world of sweetness. Show a world of Yosef Kaspers, of Meish Rabers, of Chaim Guris, of sincerity, of warmth, of love, of care, of authenticity, and this is just what we need today. To me, it motivates me. I have watched now, since Fort Laug, you have a world full of issues, full of a lot of hard energy, strife. Even the political discussions have become so personal, so marred by attacks and negativity. And the backdrop of what Hashem has given our yeshiva from Fort Laug, where we got like this luxury, we're just sitting in our own desert in the Anane HaKavod, to Elul, to even now, the school shut down all over the place, and Hashem gave us the schus of being open and running and just functioning in a beautiful way. This point, Rabbi say, there's a mission that's there for us all. A mission of being an authentic, sincere, growing person who's positive, who's loving, who's living Tayridik. Who's living Tayridik. What we do in Waterbury, there's no such thing called Waterbury, there's Tayra. There's Torah, this place is just what we feel a representation of serving Hashem and living Torah. And to me, this is what today the world is desperate for. So I want to play this song for you, and then we'll start Musar, which is mamish on this topic. We'll start Musar, and we'll start learning Parshas Noach, which I'm excited to learn. Let's start in a minute. First, listen to this song. This is Zevi and Yosef singing.
Hit it.
How many nights do we have to lie awake? How many tears are we gonna cry? We can wish until the well runs dry. But what happens when the sky above runs out of every single shooting star? And what if every good intention's only meant to go so far? Only love, only love can save us now. Keep the world from burning down, down, down to the ground, ground, ground. Only love can look inside a human heart. How many bridges could we cross instead of burn? Why do we find it hard to forgive? We're so blinded that it's easy to forget. Only love can save us now. Keep the roof from burning down, down, down. To the ground, ground, ground. Only love can look inside a human heart. And see us for who we are. And who we are would be enough. If only there was only love. Only sky above runs out of every single shooting star. And what if every good intention's only meant to go so far? Oh.
Can you imagine that they just recorded it in the studio with Hillel Kaplan? With Hillel Kaplan, can you imagine this song, the background following Chaim Guri around, encouraging Chizuk? Could you imagine Menachem, a video of that song? Follow Mendy Katz giving Chizuk. Follow Menachem Rosner around. Of course. Of course. Of course. Chaim Guri, I just picture following you around, and that song in the background is just. And you have the visual of the riots and presidential, like putting each other down, and then you have Chaim Guri, and you watch Mendy Katz. Only love can save us. Bridges burning down. Only love can save us. Follow Aaron Smilowitz. I want a video of Aaron doing his thing. Yosef Sandler, just follow him, just video him. Just only love will save us now. Comes Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, brings the Chazal like this. In Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Vayovay Noyach Ubanov. Vayavay Noach ubanav, Noach and his children go, the Ishtoi uneshevanav, and his wife, and the wife of his sons, Itoi, with him, Elateva. They go into the Teva, Mipnei Mea Mabul, because of the waters of the Mabul. Rashi brings the Chazal. Rashi brings Chazal, it says, Noach, his children, his wife, the wife of his sons, they go to the Teva. Rashi brings the Chazal, Ha'anashim Levad, the men went alone in the Teva, Ha'anashim Levad, and the ladies by themselves. The men and ladies were separated in the Teva, they were not together in the Teva. Ha'anashim Levad, the men alone, Ha'anashim Levad, and the ladies alone. Lefisha Nesru B'tashrish Hamita, they were forbidden to have relations. Mipnesha ha'olam sharui b'tzar, because the world was in pain. So the men and ladies were separated. The world was in pain. Because the world was in pain, Adam and Chava, his children and their wives, were separated in the Teva. Now, first of all, you have to know, always we start with Dr. Banchik. What was Rashi bothered by? Rashi doesn't sprinkle in some nice chazal. Hey, cool medrash. What do you think, Kalish? There are a lot of nice medrashim. Ike Cohn is discovering medrash. Medrash is beautiful. Medrash gives you a window into chazal. I'm a very visual guy. I love medrash because they give you a visual into how chazal are seeing the MS of the Torah. So medrash is very important. And Rashi randomly, apparently, will just bring a medrash. How does Rashi pick? He found Yosef a good medrash. Daniel, Rashi found, this is a good one. Let me share this with you. So Dr. Banchik wrote a book in English. It's a translation of Sifsei Chachamim. The Sifsei Chachamim has a theory. This is a raging debate among scholars. I have a friend who's a genius. He knows Shas by heart. He's a genius. This friend of mine was valedictorian in Columbia University. He was valedictorian. He spoke at the graduation in Columbia. A frum yid, he spoke about Hashem. He's a wonderful person, a Talmud Chacham. He does not agree with Dr. Banchik or the Sifsei Chachamim. He's not arguing on Achrayim. He has other Rishayim. He has other Achrayim who hold like him. But the Shaila is what compels Rashi to quote a Medrash. Why did Rashi quote it? The theory of the Sifsei Chachamim, and many Achrayim hold this way, is that Rashi only quotes a Medrash when there's a kasha on the verse, when there's something about the Pasuk that is Shver. So Rashi's there to explain simple pshat. If there's something flawed in simple pshat, he will quote a Medrash to address, to answer a question on the simple pshat of the Pasuk. Now, many times it's easy to find. There are some stretches. There are some Rashis that you can find the Kasha. The Sifsei Chachamim always, in all of Torah, the Sifsei Chachamim is an Achrayim. He's a Likut Maish. He's not his own Sefer. He's quoting from different Achrayim and even Rishayim. He quotes a lot of Mizrachis, who's a Rishayim. He quotes Rishayim and Achrayim. And what he does is, the Sifsei Chachamim, is he answers what's bothering Rashi. Why did Rashi quote that chazal? That's a big part of what Sifsei Chachamim does. Dr. Banchik wrote an English book, What's Bothering Rashi? So before we study this chazal, I want to just talk to you, why did Rashi bring the chazal? The pasuk says, Noach went to the Teva. So I want to ask the guys, somebody here do a little Dr. Banchik work. It's pretty easy on this one. There are Rashis that it's a stretch. And it's a very, very controversial theory, the Sifsei Chachamim. My friend, the Talmud Chacham, doesn't buy in. He thinks that's not the system, how Rashi quotes a chazal. He has his own plan. He does not believe that it's a kasha on simple pshat in the pasuk. There are Rashis that it's very hard to figure out. I spent a year of my life working on Rashi, Chumash Rashi. I learned a lot of the day Chumash Rashi. And I was very, very busy trying to figure out this question. It's a very complicated question. It's something that fascinates me. This one is a very easy one. Let me read you the pasuk. I'm going to again quote the chazal, and you tell me what Rashi was bothered by. This is an easy one. What Rashi was bothered by to quote the chazal. Let me read the verse, tell you the chazal Rashi quotes. It's a very nice medrash, and we're going to talk about the medrash. But I want to ask you, why did Rashi quote it? Rashi just wanted to share a nice medrash. You can learn medrash, not Rashi. You're learning Rashi. So let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayavoy Noach ubanav." Noach and his sons came, arrived. V'ishtoy and his wife, unishay banav, and the wife of his children, itoy, came with him elateva. They all went into the teva, mipnei amabel, because of the water in the mabel. Says Rashi, the men went separate and the ladies were separate because they were usher in relationships because the world, nay, shaha'olam shari b'tzar, because the world's in pain. Now, what was bothering Rashi, Rabbi Say? What was Rashi bothering that he says the men and ladies were separated?
Does it say like they came with him twice? He told, in the beginning it says that they came with his wives, and then it says the children's wives came with
It's
him.
Funny. Momo asked the great Kasha. It says, Nayach, his sons, his wife, the wife of his sons, came with him to the Teva. I mean, if you say Nayach went to the Teva, there's no reason to say with him.
Also when it says,
that's not a good kasha, but I don't know if this Chazal answers that kasha. Momo asked a great kasha, what is added by the word itoy? Vayavai Nayach ubanav ishtin sheivanav el teva. What is added by with him? I mean, if they all went to the Teva, they were with him. Why does it say itoy? That's an excellent question, but it's not answered by saying they were separated.
But it makes it like a bigger question, because if they were separated, like Ito
shouldn't even say Ito, yeah. That's a great, Momo had a great diuk in the Pasuk, an important diuk that is asked by Mefarshim. An excellent diuk. Why does it say Ito? What is added by that word? A different kasha. What is what did Rashi resolve by saying the men and ladies were separate?
Him and his wife.
Says Chaim Tzvi, it's the wrong order. It says, Vayavai Nayach, his sons and his wife and the wife. It's out of order. It should say Nayach, his wife and his children. The order is skewed. It should say Nayach, his wife and his children. It says Nayach, his children and his wife. It's out of order. On that, Rashi brings the Chazal, since they were separated, that's why it switched the order. They weren't together. So it puts Nayach, his children, they were together, his wife and the wife of his children together, they were separate.
Why it says Ethan?
No, doesn't answer Momo's question. But that's what Rashi's addressing. That's what Dr. Banchik would say. Excellent, excellent Chaim Tzvi. That's what Dr. Banchik would say. That's what Rashi's addressing. Now, Rabbeisai, my friends, let's study the Chazal. The Chazal say that Noyach and his wife, his children, his three children and their wife were all separated in the Teva. They were separate men's section. This is all family, my friends. Family seating, separated. Mipnei sha'olam shari b'tzar, because the world's in pain. Now, before we further analyze this Rashi, I always learned my whole life, when I learned this Rashi, Ezra and Daniel, I understood naisei b'olam chaveri, to feel the pain of somebody else. Naisei b'olam chaveri, to feel somebody else's pain. The world's in tzar. It's inappropriate that you ignore the world. Now, who was the world? They were Rishon. They were all evil. Remember, Hashem was destroying the world. You see, Naisei Ba'olam Chaveiros, even to Rishon. The Taimir Devaira, written by Rav Moshe Cordova, says you are obligated to love Rishon. Now, you might ask, the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's a mitzvah l'snaisa, it's a mitzvah to hate Rishon. How can the Taimir Devaira argue on a Gemara which says it's a mitzvah to hate Rishon? The Taimir Devaira says you are mitzvah to love Rishon. The Baal HaTanya, written by the first Lubavitch Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Baal HaTanya, Sefer learned in all of Klal Yisrael, in Perek Lamed Beis, writes that it is a mitzvah. He says that you're supposed to hate Rishon, but love, you hate the rishos in them, the bad deeds, similar to Yitamu Chataim in Aretz, Hamev and Yavin. But he says you should love him because he's Echad Mibnei Yisrael. The Baal HaTanya writes, you should love him because he's a Yid. It is clearly a complex topic. There's a Taisus in Pesachim you have to be aware of. It says if your enemy, somebody you are sinei, has a chesed, if you have a chesed for your sinei, help him out, lakuf es yitzrei, to overcome your yetzahara. I'm not explaining the whole Gemara. I don't want to get sidetracked. There's not even the topic of today. What? It's a Gemara about Metziach of Gimel and a Taisvis and Pesachim. And it's Taisvis and Pesachim asks, it says, the Torah is not talking about Rishon. If it's a mitzvah, it's nicei, it's going on a guy who you're supposed to hate. And so what does it mean, lakuf es yitzrei, to break your yetzahara, you're supposed to hate him. Says Taisim Psachim, you hate him too much. Because you hate him, he hates you. Now you hate him because he hates you. You're supposed to break that. Anybody who studies this topic, and I'm only alluding, not speaking about it, because I don't want to get on the wrong topic, It's very complex sugya. You're supposed to, there's a place for a yid and to feel for another person. We have a Rashi that the olam was rishayim misharui b'tzar, is in pain. Adam and his Noach and his family are supposed to be noisei ba'ol. Noach and his family are supposed to care about that. I was in the Mir Yeshiva. These ears heard Rav Volba say in front of over 1,000 people after Yitzhak Rabin was killed that he is bitzar for the neshama, that he's in pain for the neshama. The Altar of Kelm famously looked different on Shabbos Kodesh. During the weekend Shabbos, he physically looked different. During the week, he had a very white complexion, the Altar of Kelm. On Shabbos, he had a deeply colored face. He would get robust. He looked physically different. People would struggle to know. New Bachram to the yeshiva would ask, who is that? When they saw him on Shabbos, there's a fact. And the altar of Kelm, people would say, it's the altar. He looked different on Shabbos. Came one Shabbos and the altar of Kelm looked white the whole Shabbos. Might say Shabbos, the close Talmidim said, Rebbe, you didn't look yourself. You looked weekdayish. And he said a famous person passed away who was a Sinei Torah, who hated Torah, Yid, who did tremendous damage, was Raidiv Talmid Chachamim, and the Alter said, I didn't look good on Shabbos, I was Bitzar for his Neshama. So there's an Inyan to be Naisei Ba'oil, even with Rishayim, is remarkable. There's a second remarkable Inyan here, is the world's in pain. So Noach and your family separate. The world was killed in the Mabul. What do you mean the world? Shari B'tzar. Who's the world? The world died. So you could say they were in the middle of dying. Didn't everybody die from the Mabul? So the Olam Shari, who's the Olam? Who's the world? The Olam Shari B'tzar. So I want to tell you a story, my friends. We had a Bachur who learned in this yeshiva. His name was Yechiel Feingold. A sensitive, thoughtful, wonderful. He was a very nisham. If you knew him, he didn't talk a lot. Very set with musician, of course. Very sensitive, refined person. A unique person who went through a lot in his life. Yechiel Feingold. Yechiel Feingold was a neshamadika person. A very spiritual. I don't love the word spiritual at all. But he sensed neshama a lot. Yechiel Feingold was nifter. He passed away in a car accident. When Yechiel Feingold was nifter, so I was in a lot of pain. My wife told me a story for itself. I'm on the floor and I'm thinking, should I go to his levaya? After a while, I got up. I'm trying to think what to do. And I'm thinking, should I go to Yechiel's levaya? And I told my wife, I don't know a person. Today, a bachur comes to the yeshiva. The whole family entered the yeshiva. Your parents are in the yeshiva. I promise you, as much as you're in yeshiva, to my eyes, your parents are in yeshiva. They're here. That's how it is. Your sister's in yeshiva. That's how I view it. But that only was more recently. Right? Kestenbaum changed my life. I was a sinner. I was wrong. In those years, when Yechiel was here, I didn't look at it as the family was in yeshiva. Today, as much as you're sitting at this year, your dad to me is just as in yeshiva as you are. That's just a fact. That's how I view it. As much as we can connect and reach out, and the mishpacha comes to yeshiva. That's how I view it. If you don't like it, tough luck. If you like it, fine. But that's how it is. L'maiser Rabbeisai, at that time, I had no shaychus to his parents. That's just the mitzius. I'm admitting the Rab Mechet, I didn't have Shaykhus. At the Levaya, I was going to go, there was nobody there. The Chevra was in Eretz Yisrael who knew Yechiel. So to go to the Levaya, like, you know, sometimes you go to an event, there are people you gave chizuk and encouragement. The Gemara discusses as a hesped, as a eulogy, meant for the live people or for the dead people. Who was it encouraging? For me to go to that Levaya, there was nobody there I was giving chizuk to. So maybe don't leave my family. I had things to do. And I was clearing the shaila. Should I go to the Levaya or not? I want to say to you, I went to the Levaya only for Yechiel's neshama. Yechiel Feingold, in his death, taught me about tzaddikim b'misas and kruyim chayim. I went to the Levaya for Yechiel. That's it. I went for Yechiel Feingold, because Yechiel Feingold has an neshama. And Yechiel knows it's open chazal all over. They know what goes on in this world. And I went for Yechiel. That's why I went. I promise you, I went for Yechiel. I was at Levaya. Nobody cared. It didn't make any difference. I wasn't any... I went for... That's it. I went... I drove hours there, hours back for Yechiel. I called up guys in Eretz Yisrael. I said, Yechiel's Nesham is coming to Eretz Yisrael. I want you to go. About 100 guys went to Levaya for Yechiel. Nobody was there. They were mechazik. They didn't have connections. It wasn't like, oh, they went for Yechiel. I'm nishtoiming from this Rashi, the oilum shorui b'tzar, the world's in pain. Who? All the dead people, the neshamas. They're in b'tzar, there's a neshama. And Noach and his family, Noach, move on to Parashas Noach Gelsh. Noach and his mishpacha, I keep saying Adam, that was voracious. Noach and his mishpacha were mechoyev to be noisei ba'oil with who? With the neshama. With the neshama. I want to tell you a story, Yaakov. I want to tell you a story, Rabbi Yisai. Simchas Torah one year, it's geshmak. Jonathan's been there. Blue Ridge Simchas Torah is a dream. Geshmak, beautiful akafas. It's Le'elo Le'la. Dan's made it a couple of years running. It's me'ein olam haba. So we're dancing akafas, mamish, madregas. And a guy I'm very close to does a bizarre thing. In the middle of, I don't know if it was a middle akaf, it was a middle of Simchas Torah sublime. Simchas Torah is the best. Simchas Torah is kuloi ava. Love will save us now. Simchas Torah is like a kuloi ava. Ikvi imi yoy mechad. Simchas Torah is a mitzias of Hashem says, I'm crazy about you, Yid. I'm crazy. That's the whole, is a mitzias of ikvi imi yoy mechad. I love you. Stay with me another day. In the middle of this day, kulay ava, Hashem's love of us and our love back, a guy shows me, I ever told you this, Maaser Shapiro? In the middle of the day, a good friend of mine, a tzaddik, shows me Rav Chatzkel. Daniel, you have to learn this. Okay, let me see the Rav Chatzkel, a friend of mine, he knows what I like. The Rav Chatzkel spoke that when somebody departs, people do, a guy's sick, they're saying to him, then he departs, they stop saying Tillim. Says Reb Chatzkel, the person departed needs you Tillim more. When they were sick, it's a chiddush you're saying Tillim. Really, the person's prayers themselves, it's say Tillim for others. But okay, they depart, they need your gifts. The neshama's there, and they depart. There's a person that's there, that's getting schar. Your relationship doesn't end. Your relationship doesn't end. You give gifts. In 1 week, next week, in this yeshiva, we're going to have a yard site gathering for Dani and Ellie next week. What do we do? Do you want to make the yeshiva sad? It's a happy place. So we want to bring you back to a sad time. Not in the slightest. I want you laughing and enjoying. We have loyalty to our friends. And they're two friends that I want to give gifts to. The whole yeshiva gets inspired. It's one of the most inspiring days of the year, every single year. And it all goes to their credit, and they get schar, and they get rewards. I want to hand Dani and Ellie gifts, because we have loyalty one to another. And I want you to stay loyal to each other. There's loyalty. So we hand gifts. The relationship is ongoing. The relationship continues. Ellie's father is sick. His name's Rafal Mordechai Ben Gittel. He's extremely sick. He's on a ventilator. We're mispalo for Rafal Mordechai Ben Gittel. Eli Shomron's father is a serious chayil. Why do we daven? Because we're connected, because we have loyalty to Eli. The neshama, there's a soul. Before Eli and Dani were nifter, Olam Haba was like a good shmooze for me. It's geshmak, like in a shmooze, Olam Haba. It was like a concept. After Eli and Dani were nifter, there's yeshivas in the world. I have two children in Torah Chaim. We have Chevra, Moish Gross learns in Imre Bina. We have Chevra, Davy Salzberg learns in Imre Bina. We have brothers in Rev Center Shlita. We have Chevra learned by Rev Fisher Shlita. We have friends. We have friends in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not a concept anymore. I have two friends that are there. It's a place. It's a place. A place for people. A place. So Rabbi Say hands me Reb Chatzko on Simchas Torah that says after a departed one, continue to pray, continue your relationship, give gifts, do things. Reb Miller had a doctor that helped him out. He'd give a nickel to tzedakah as a gift to his doctor. His doctor was in Olam Haba, and if he gives tzedakah in his memory, he gets credit, he gets schar, he gets another pickle in Olam Haba. They give him a good steak, grilled well. They get gifts in Olam Haba. Reb Miller would gift his doctor. Would gift his doctor. So Olam Haba is real in the relationship stage. He shows me this piece in the middle of Simchas Torah. So I thought, he's meshuggah. What are you showing me in the middle of Simchas? I'm dancing. You're such a litvish guy. I'm trying, I'm frailo, jumping up and down. I mamish didn't know. What are you doing to me? Like, it's not like the topic, Simchas Torah, about death and departed ones. That wasn't like, what are you holding? I don't know why my friend showed it to me on Simchas Torah. And I was a little like weirded out, a shtickle. Like, yeah, beautiful. It's a beautiful piece, Reb Chatzko. Beautiful. But like, Tisha B'Av, you want Mimela, you know, Tisha B'Av, yeah. It was like very, and my friend is a tzaddik, is a malach, he's a very chashuv person, Yaakov. We're jumping around much, we're having a party. Show me a piece on drinking, on a geschmack. Like, I don't, what do you show me this for? Maybe I was too out of control. Like, settle down, Kalish. Like, I don't know, I was jumping. Did I drink too much? What did he want? Maybe the chevra, maybe you guys, maybe Dan Stein was shikr, kilayt. It was wonderful. Maybe it was meant for you, Dan. Like, you read this. But he gives it to me. He gives it to me, this piece of Reb Chatzko. So I read a beautiful piece. You know, it took me a little time to recover back into the Simchas Torah mode. I kept dancing. And I was wondering, like, Mechatesi. The next day I do an interview. The next day, Isru Chag Sukkis. The next day I do an interview. Mamish, the next day. And a guy comes on the interview, and I'm asking him about his family. He says he said something about a brother. So I said, what does your brother do? He's died. You know, an interview, that's like awkward, like a conversation. I thought, yeah, about the Mets. Like, he's not alive. His brother's not alive. It was funny, there were other people. There were three. I do this, I get confused. There were other interviews there. He's not alive. So, okay, you know, so I say, oh, were you close to him? And he gets very serious, and in tremendous sar, he says, I never had a kesher. And I think he then added, he expressed tremendous pain. And I couldn't believe it. Hashem, the day before, showed me, we learned through Reb Chatzko together on the interview. That opportunity, the next day, there's a ma'isa shaya kachoya. We learned through Reb Chatzko. Hashem gave it to give to him. It was just meant to give to him through Reb Chatzko that the relationship starts now. The relationship starts. There's shayach to a relationship. Give gifts. Give to your brother. There's shayach a relationship. There's a ma'isa shahaya mamish. The guy handed me the day before. It was klar. It was handed for him. We learned through Reb Chatzko together. We learned it together. This chazal, this amazing chazal, the Olam is Shorui B'Tzar. And here, Noach and his family are Aser and Tashmish. Precisely who are they being Noisei Ba'olam with? All the people that went after. There's a Noisei Ba'ol with the Neshamas. The Neshamas, that's nice Pashup Shat. But I want to share with you something that Rav Olba says that really intrigued me. Rav Olba says, Rabbi Say, I don't know how Rav Olba knew this, but Rav Olba says it. Kalish, listen, Zehu. Rav Olba says that it's not just the sugya of Noisei Ba'ol. Rav Olba writes, Maish, that this is not Noisei Ba'ol means to feel somebody's pain, to feel, to get to look past your nose and feel somebody else. So Pashit here, Noach and his family, they're in the teva, Yishmak. There's a world, Noisei Ba'ol. Says Rav Olba, it's not just the sugya of feeling somebody else. It's the sugya of Pirish Menat Tzibur. Don't separate from the Tzibur. There's a Tzibur! Don't separate from the Tzibur. It's very dangerous to separate from the Tzibur. I want to tell you a Maisa. David HaMelech counted the Jewish people. It's an Isser. And he counted the Jewish people. And many Yidden were nifter. Mageifa broke out in Klal Yisrael and many Jews died. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, my hai, David HaMelech sinned and he killed Yidden. He counts the Yidden and all of a sudden, mit amol, many Yidden die. Yes, Rabbeinu Bechaya, he counts and people die. Why are they paying? It's an usur, it's isur to count Yidden. You're not allowed to count Yidden. We don't count Yidden. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, to count the Yid, you're saying he's an individual. And you're separate Litzibur, you lose the Tzchus HaTzibur. They were nifter for their own sins. But Kol's man, they were part of a Tzibur, the Tzchus HaTzibur stood for them. He counted, he broke that shield, that armor that is, I'm part of a Tzibur. At the point you're not part of a Tzibur, you lose it. I want to tell you something honestly, Ezra. My father, Chazdei Hashem, Baruch Reifei Chaylim, blessed is Hashem who heals sick people. My father is healthy today. Baruch Hashem, he's learning, davening, he's healthy. He was very sick. He was a Chaylish Yesh by Sakana. He was very, very sick in the hospital. I'm davening for my dad. And I noticed something. You know, we all have lists of Chaylim. Certainly we daven here, we're davening David Yosef Elimelech ben Elisheva Hinda, we're davening for David Volkowitz, we're davening for Dave, we're davening G'dayli Adar, Rav Yosef Zayda, David ben Shema, who's doing much better, Baruch Hashem, we've been davening L'Kayim ben Uchachme Yisrael. We're davening, we have plenty of people to daven for. I have an uncle, Aaron Avner, Ben Brindle, there are people to daven, Chevron. But when I'm davening for my father, so it's your father, you're a human being. You're a human being, and we daven. That's a father. Dave is my brother, Dave Olkutz. Then you add b'soy shar chayil Yisrael amongst all the other chaylim. I'm being honest. I like realness, Rabbi say. I don't like when guys just spread names. Don't forward names of chaylim on your phone. Don't do that. It just makes people desensitive. If people know a guy, tell them to daven. It's dangerous. It doesn't seem the right thing to me. But if you know a chayla, you daven. Your chayla, somebody related to you, matters to me. Some related to me matters to you. We daven for each other, avada. It's hard amongst all the other chayla. What do I care about the other chayla as much as my father? I'm a human being, he's my tata. Also the other chayla, do I even mean that? I want to speak about my father. Hashem, heal my dad. Heal Dave, my brother. Also, the other ones, do I mean that? Yeah, the other ones also, yeah. I'm very fired up, Hashem, about that. I'm trying, I want to care, I wish I cared, I hope I care, maybe I'll once care. What am I saying amongst all the others? Do I even care about the other chaylim? Let's get real. It's cute by davening. You know why you stick in amongst all the other chaylim? Because it's dangerous to single somebody out. He's part of a people, and that protects. Do you know the altar of Slobodka wouldn't get an aliyah on the Yom Nairim? He didn't want a fancy aliyah. He said, you're endangering my life. I'm part. B'soich ami anoichi yoshevus. I am part of a people. Stop singling me out. I'm just one of a people. You're endangering me, my life, the Alter Slobodka told his Talmidim, if you give me like a special treatment or a special aliyah. I'm part of a people that protects my life. It's very protective. We're part of a special people. Habaycher ba'amoy Yisrael. Hashem chose his nation. Anachnu Yisrael amoy. I'm part of a people. I'm part of a people. It's very dangerous to be Pirish Menatzibur. It's a sakana atzuma. I want to tell you what Rav Olba says. It says, Haroi keri b'Yom Kippur. If a person has a discharge from his body and inappropriate on Yom Kippur, he has to be yidoy kol hashana kulei, should be worried the whole year, says the Gemara. Says Rav Olba, what's the pshat? That a guy sees keri Yom Kippur should worry the whole year. Says Rav Olba, amazingly, Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael is very serious. There's an intensity. People are fasting. And you're acting frivolous. Haraya Keri means, and you're playing around. You're acting frivolous. You're separating from Klal Yisrael. You're Pirish Menatzibur. Tremendously dangerous. Yidda kol hashana din. It's very dangerous. You're removing, it's a protective shield that I'm part of a people. When David HaMelech separated people from that protective shield, people were nifter. They got punished for their averus, not his. Because he removed the protective shield of Klal Yisrael. You know why when you daven for a chayla, you say b'soich shar chayla Yisrael amongst all the chaylim? Because you don't want to separate an individual. When you go to a beis avel, you say amokim yenachem eschem. I went to the Zaydels. His father is a gem of a human being, Rav Hanan. He's a tzaddik. He helps Yidden. He's a Hatzala member. The guy would give his shirt. If you wanted a shirt, he would take it off. He'd hand it to you in a second. He's a guy who gives everything for the next person. What do you do? So I went to be Menachem Avil. So you say to Rav Hanan, Hashem should comfort you amongst all the other mourners. I don't care about others. I wish I did. Maybe one day I'll care. I'm not. What am I saying to him? I want Hashem to comfort you. I have to like stick in this mandatory, it's obligatory amongst all the others. What, we're fraudulent people? I'm davening for a chaylai. Hashem, please heal him. Yeah, and all the other people. What? And some lady in Renan is sick. Hashem, please. We're talking about real people. Hashem, please heal my father. And also, Brian the Prince of Ras Bas Yoizel from Barter Park, who's so. What? She's sick. I want her to get better. Like, I want my father to get better. I'm a human being. Well, I stick her in too, amongst all the other chaylim. What's happening? So could be you mean it on your father, like get in some sincerity once you're davening. I care about Rav Hanan. Stick in some other people that are mourners. Maybe like you jump on the sincerity bandwagon, maybe like you mean it now. The pshat rabbeisai is that you don't single out an individual because he's part of a people. And there's a special protection for the people, the Jewish people. And when you say to a mourner, Hashem should comfort you with all the mourners, you're giving them extra power to the bracha that you're giving. You're part of a people. And I recognize you as such. And that's a protective shield. Because our people merit a lot as a people. And being part of our people, this Inyan Rabbeisai is a basic to Yiddish living. It's something I want to ingrain in my kids. Something I want us both to pick up. We are part of a people. We're part of a people. It's easy for people to disconnect. I'm an individual. I'm a dude. You're part of a people. I like guys to say my people. I love those words. I want my kids to say my people. My people. I love that Esther Amalko went to Achashverosh, she said, my people. Ami. Ami, beautiful. My people. You're part of a people, my friends. You're part of a people. To live with that, to carry that, to know that. Every time we daven for a chayla, you say, b'seich shar chayla Yisrael. Amongst all the other sick people, heal him amongst others. If you just separate one, you're doing damage to that one. Express he's part of a people. Heal the other sick ones of our people as well. That's actually a zchus for the very chayla yadavening. He's part of a people. There's a tremendous protective nature. He's part of a people. Says Rev Olba that Nayach and his children separated in the teva because the oilu mishori b'tzar, they shouldn't be perish min atzibur. Now you could say that tzibur rishon. I'm going to tell you the best story you ever heard in your life. Then you have to go. He has to go. He's the family reasons. I want to tell you the best story. Listen to the story. Ever, I want this. Then this story. Then I want everybody that's entitled to space out. Listen to this, Maisa. Don't be Pirish men atzibur. Atzibur of Rishon. They're Rishon. And Rav Olba brings Pirish men atzibur. They're Rishon. Shouldn't we all? Doesn't say to do Rishus, but I want to tell you a story. I learned with a Yid who was close to Reb Chatzkel. Very close to Reb Chatzkel. Reb Chatzkel was the Mashgiach in Panovich. Reb Chatzkel was a very unusual gadol. People were very, he was very strict. Strict and stern. At the end of his life, he regretted it. Story for a different time. But he was a very strict mechanech. Extremely strict. And he was a tzaddik. He was connected to Hashem. There's stories with Reb Chatzkel that are otherworldly. People were very scared of Reb Chatzkel. He was the Mashgiach in Panovich. The Bachrim were pulling a strike in Panovich. And what happens is the Panovich Arav was bringing a rich guy to the Beis Medrash to show him. I think the guy even had built the Beis Medrash. And he was coming to the yeshiva to visit. It was very important, name Panovich. And the Bachrim were upset about the food matzah in Panovich. So they went on strike. They said like this to the Panovich Arav. They said, when you bring the rich guy, they told him, they didn't tell him. They all went to the Ezra's Nashim and learned in a different place. And the Beis Medrash he built, he would come in. Nobody's learning there. And they're like to embarrass the Panovich Arav because the food situation's so bad. That was the strike. Now, there were a few nerds. So they kept learning in the Beis Medrash. So Reb Chatzkel comes a few minutes before the Panovich Arav comes, the rich guy. He comes to the Beis Medrash. And the nurse, I think the one who told me this, he never told me. I have reason to believe that he was learning in the Beis Medrash. I have reason that he was one of the nerds. I have reason that he never said that. But he told me he was there by the story. I think he was learning there. The kitzur is Reb Chatzkel goes to the people learning the Beis Medrash. He says, Pirish Menatzeber. He says, Pirish Menatzeber. Reb Chatzkel said, you people were frightened from Reb Chatzkel. He looks at Pirish Menatzeber, gives them like mamash, gives them musr. They ran to the Ezra's Nashim. The goody goodies run to the protest. He chewed them out. The first thing he did, chutzpah. Fine. They run up to the Ezra's Nashim. They join the protest. It's packed. Everybody's there. Reb Chatzkel follows right behind and walks up to the Ezra's Nashim. Claps. He says, Rabbi say, whoever's not down in their seat in 5 seconds, I'm standing at Gan Eden and you're not getting in. People jumped out of the balcony. People ran. Reb Chatzkel said something. You didn't. I'm standing at. He said, Rabbi, I will be at Gan Eden. I'm standing at the gate. If you're not back in your seat 5 seconds, you're not getting in. People ran, jumped. But the first thing he did is he chased up the goody goodies, Pirish Menatzeber. The Pirish Menatzeber. Naira. A Maisa Shaya, Kachoy, Reb Chatzkel. A Maisa Naira, Reb Chatzkel made a Machoy, protested, you Pirish Menatzeber. They thought they were being the goody goody, such geschmack of Hevra.
But if the rabbi is doing something wrong,
I'm telling you, I'm coming to tell you a Maisa, Reb Kiva. There's a Maisa, there's a word here, there's a word here. There's a word here. There's a tzibra. He felt there was a b'china. He's not saying to do
averis. Right, they...
He's not saying to do averis. They weren't goyrus. There's a tzibra. You're part of a tzibra. You're part
of... asking them to stay there.
There's a tzibra. No, he felt that they weren't goyrus, the tzibra. He felt there was a b'china here, but... Yeah, you have to figure it out. Maybe don't show up that day. I don't know what to do, but there's a tzibra. He felt that there was a chsar in there. You don't care about a tzibur. Where? There's a tzibur. Maybe he felt that they have to cry. I don't know. He didn't care. You just learn your chavrus. There's a tzibur. There's a problem. He felt they were perish from that tzibur. Rabbi say, this inyan that... I have a funny thing in yeshiva. Parents will ask me, how your kid's doing? How's my son doing? I say he's part of things. Is he coming to that? No. What's that? I said, I'm so happy he's part of things. You don't know what I'm talking about. He's part of things? Like, what's that? He learns and he never learns. He's part of things. I'm so happy he's part of things. There's a word, he's part of the tzibur. There's a great lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam writes about a person. He says to join the tzibur. He says, when the kishayasa tzibur tshuva, hu yiyeh imahim. When the tzibur does tshuva, you'll be with them. He doesn't say if the tzibur. The tzibur is going to get it right. The yin, the rabbim is going to, even if the rabbim is messed up, even if they're in the Ezra's Nashim, they'll figure it out. Be with the rabbim. When they jump off the balcony, you'll jump off with them. He doesn't say if the rabbim does tshuva. He says, Kish, I know in this yeshiva, at the end of the year, we will have fiery Ovdei Hashem. People who are serving Hashem with passion, love will conquer all. It's no question about it. The only question is, will that bachur be with the rabbi? He doesn't say im yaseh tshuva, if. He says kisha yaseh tshuva. When the rabbi does tshuva, the only question is, will you be with the rabbi when they do tshuva? The rabbi will get it right. Are you part of a rabbi? Are you part of the rabbim? Do you shtel tzu? Does it matter to you that there is a rabbim?
No.
That there is a people? And this word, Rabbi say, this word is a rabbim. There's a rabbim. I was thinking about it a lot during Corona. People are locked up, and there was nothing wrong with being happy because it was important. But there's a rabbim, Shari Bitzar. There are a lot of people with sign. A lot of people grappled with this. In my house, in my bunker, it's going geschmack. Everybody's suffering. So where does that? Now, I felt that the mitzvah was to be happy and to give off happiness. But thinking about the rabbin, I actually felt and feel we need a revolution of positivity, of ava, of warmth, of care and concern for the rabbin, for the rabbin. In this time, there wasn't anybody you can comfort. People were all dead. So everybody's bitzar, Adam and Noach and his mishpacha, had to be shari, they had to stay separate. They noisei ba'ol, this tremendous sar, you're part of a rabbim. It would be begeder, says Revol, b'pirish men atzeber. Even though the tzeber was dead and a shamas, and even though the tzeber was sham, but there's a tzeber, there's a rabbim, there's a world. Revol says there's still zechus harabbim, even a rabbim like this, a chiddush nifla. There's still zechus harabbim. And their chiyuv was to be part of that rabbim. The rabbim's bitzar, their chiyuv was to. The big stories of gedolim during difficult times wouldn't eat dessert. They wouldn't eat dessert. I'm not eating dessert. There's something going on. I'm not eating dessert. Even the call today to happiness, to positivity, to love, is gufa because I'm nisei ba'ol with the rabbim. Today I think this is what the rabbim needs. Even the call for simchas achayim, for happiness, for encouragement, is not in defiance to the rabbim. It's because we care about the rabbim. This is what the rabbim needs today. They need positivity. They need smiles. I watch our goyish English teachers come here. They're like, you could watch them like relax. The world's like up in flames. There's so much tension and so much nonsense, negativity and attacking. You watch them come here. They're like, they relax. They settle down a little bit. There's a warmth. That's what the rabbim needs today. But that you're thinking you're part of a rabbim. This chazal, that Adam, that Noach, I keep saying Adam, I'm struggling to let go of Bereshis. But that Noach and his mishpacha, Rabbi say, are mechoyev, have an absolute chayev to be pirish, because they have to be, the Revolba taught us, they have to be part of a rabbin, because there's a world out there, you're part of a world. It's interesting that Noach becomes the starter of a new world. Noach comes out of the tomb and creates a new world. I'm fascinated that one of the great lessons of the Teva is you're part of the world. It's interesting, you're part of, to create a world, you have to know you're part of a world. You're part of a world. And it has to matter to you what's going on by the world. And the one who was designated as the creator of a new world, he walked out of the Teva and helped create a new world, he has to know you're part of a world. And if the Olam Shari Bitzar, so then it has to talk to you, it has to mean something. Great gedolim, during difficult times, they didn't eat dessert. They didn't do all different things because they're part of a world, not to be perish from that tzeber. Something's going on by the tzeber. You're in your own bubble, you're clueless. Now, it doesn't always mean to be sad. That's not the Eitzah, but there's some way that I'm part of a rabbin. That is one chazal that I wanted to learn with Olam this Erev Shabbos Kodesh. There's another chazal, but that was heavy, to just like slide into another chazal without a song. I think it's very important we hear that song one more time, and then we'll get to the next chazal. So, Yosef, we need that song yet.
They wouldn't have done another. They wouldn't have done another.
It means because the seichel's l'chaim such a That was for the tzibur. There's times and places. Yeah, there are times and places. It says if the tzibur's doing averis, you go to the desert. I'm not coming to pask in each case that times. This inyan that I'm part of tzibur, Reb Hirsch was definitely thinking about the tzibur. In his want to help the tzibur, he had to do it from there. Yeah. Somebody was thinking the tzibur mattered. Remember, they were in a teva. It's the ultimate act of separating from the tzibur. But you still have to remember about the rabbi. They didn't lose that. That's precisely, I'd almost say precisely the point. They're in a teva, the most active separating from the rabbi. Reb Chatzkel, the story wasn't he was saying to do Averis. He probably said, you're not thinking, like, you're just clueless. Like, you guys are here. There's a Rabbim upset. Like, do you care they're upset? Like, he wasn't telling them do Averis. He made everybody come down. It's just like, he was giving them what said, you care, like, you're just goody goody. There's a whole Rabbim that's mad. Does that matter to you? Like, what, they're upset about the food. You should worry about that. Like,
I was thinking, Shah, was that he. That it's good. Let the guy. It's good that they made a chacha. It's not right now. Whatever the guy. The it's not right to the donor. Whatever. Why aren't you at the?
That's what I think. Something like that. The point is that the rabbin's issues. The rabbin's issues matter. Reb Chatzkel is saying, you can't. He was. Yeah, if he would have just gone, they would have like knowingly shake their head. You see, they're all these stupid. Like, why don't you care? Like, the Rabbim, they're all upset. What are you doing? Stand that they're all upset. Like, what's your deal? Like, he wanted them to know this. I'm going to give Musar. There's a Rabbim you have to handle. Now, Chatzkel probably after. That's why these stories are hard. He might have gone to guys, I hear you worried about the food. Reb Chatzkel cared about people. Like you said, one more time, Chevre Chembe again. Now with the this is the song behind the shmooze. One more time, Yosef. One more time. He's starting.
How much
starting.
More are we gonna take? Woo! How many nights do we have to lie awake?
Hey guys, funny.
How many tears are we gonna cry?
Good source.
We can wish until the well runs dry, but what happens when the sky above runs out of every single shooting star? And what if every good intention's only meant to go so far? Only love can save us now. Keep the world from burning down, down, down to the ground, ground, ground. Only love can look inside a human heart and see us for who we are. And who we are would be now. If only there was how many bridges could we cross instead of love? Why do we find it hard to forget? We're so blinded that it's easy to forget. Only love can save us now. Keep the roof from burning down, down, down. And what if every good intention's only meant to go so far? Only love can save us now. Keep the world from burning down, down, down to the ground, ground, ground. Only love can look inside a human heart and see us. We are, and who we are, would be enough.
have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.